Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, the Indianapolis Colts have been busy. I mean, this entire season, Daniel Jones has looked good, and they just decided to trade for Sauce Gardner, gave up two picks. Is this enough to get them over the hump? Did they give up too much? What can we expect? Is Ballard behind on the line? Is this why he's doing this? Is Taylor in the MVP conversation? To talk about all things Colts as they get ready for their matchup in Berlin against the Atlanta Falcons. Joining us right now is Mike Chappelle. You can catch Mike on Fox 59 covering all things Indiana sports and the Colts. Mike, thank you for the time.
My pleasure. What's going on?
Well, we know what's going on. The Indianapolis Colts, big move at the trade deadline, bringing on Sauce Gardner. We know that he just spoke to the media, introduced, and he's happy to be a Colt. Are the Colts happy to have him? The fan base, did they feel that they gave up too much? What say you?
Well, we'll see. I mean, if they go on and make a good run in the playoffs and are successful for a couple of years, this was a good deal. This all revolves around whether or not Daniel Jones is the right guy to be the quarterback. If he is, it's a good move. And you know, their first eight games and they're 7-1, they played well. Pittsburgh, I hope, was an aberration. I think was an aberration. And if the quarterback doesn't work, then this was a bad move, because you can't have these kind of expenses with not only Sauce Gardner, but Mooney Ward and Cam Bynum. You know, those are both $60 million contracts. So this is going forward with these guys believing that what they've seen from Daniel Jones the first eight games gives them stability there. And then you start building around that, which they're doing. So, I think everybody's excited and optimistic. And we'll see. You just as long as Jones plays well, then this is a pretty good team. Now, is it a Super Bowl team? I don't know. I still think Buffalo is the best team in the AFC. I just do. But the rest of the AFC is just like a bunch of teams that you kind of like. You know, Baltimore is in such a hole that they can't afford to lose a game that they shouldn't lose. And Kansas City right now is not even in the playoff. You know, they're on the outside looking in. So this was a perfect time to do this. They're getting a player that's 25, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
His cap number's very good for the next couple of years. So I understand why they did it, and we'll know in about a year or two whether this was the right move to make.
Mike Chappelle is here with us from Fox 59 in Indianapolis. You talk about Daniel Jones, and this is an indictment. This move would have been made if he wasn't performing well. What's impressed you about Daniel Jones? We've seen him have success with the Giants. What's impressed you up until now? And what is an area that you still think he could improve on?
Well, what's impressed me, this reminds me of, like for the Giants fans, what was it, 2022, when they made the playoffs? He had a really good year, took care of the ball. and he had Saquon Barkley, who gave him a real, what was it, 1,300 yards and whatever it was, 10 or 12 touchdowns. So that Jones didn't have to do more than what he could do. And that's what these first eight games were. I mean, he had Jonathan Taylor, who thrust himself in MVP talk or Offensive Player of the Year talk, and he still is, again, with the bad game in Pittsburgh. But I've been impressed by him, and it always comes out wrong, but he's not a game manager, but he's managing this offense really well. 70% completion, getting the ball where it needs to go, and again, until Pittsburgh, protecting the ball. Before the game, before Pittsburgh, they had 9 sacks and 3 turnovers. And that's what they believe. And I tend to believe them, too, that that's the real Daniel Jones that we've seen here. And I realize the Giants fans say, yeah, that we just saw, you guys just saw what we've seen. Well, we'll see. And we don't know. So, but when he plays like he did the first 8 games, this is a pretty good team. They're not asking him to do too much. Again, he had protected the ball, and he's getting the ball down the field. His yards per attempt was pretty impressive. So, again, I understand their optimism, and we'll see if that works.
Mike Chappelle here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We have to see if it works. If it does, if this Indianapolis Colts team, I don't know, wins a playoff game, what does that mean for his future moving forward? Are they going to just say, oh, we got to keep you for the long run? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought, in all honesty, when they made the trade and gave up 2 first-round draft picks and A.D. Mitchell, who he's got a chance to be a really good receiver. Things didn't go well here, but he's got a chance to be really good. But that the trade told me that they believe Daniel Jones is their guy, which means, again, unless this thing just makes a really U-turn and goes south, they're going to re-sign him. Or retain him, however you want to put it, because they could always franchise tag him next year, which is it's like $49 million, so that's a huge investment. But it told me they were going to re-sign Jones, and it told me they were going to re-sign Alec Pierce, their number 2 receiver here, which I realize New York doesn't care about. But it told me, again, the only reason you make that move is that you think you've got the quarterback situation solved, which they haven't had here since Andrew Luck retired. So that's what it tells me. Now, whether, again, then the argument or the discussion is, what's the contract? Is it going to be that next $50 million guy? I don't think so. But Sam Darnold got a pretty good contract. Was it $33, $35 million, whatever? I think that's more likely. And that probably depends on what type of success they had. Did they squeak into the playoffs? Did they win the division? Did they win a playoff game? Did they get to the championship game or the Super Bowl? His asking price probably dovetails with what they do in the playoffs. Again, if they get there, they've not gotten there at all since 2020. So, but again, in my mind, the draft, making that trade said he's our guy, or they wouldn't have made the trade.
And Mike Chappelle is here with us, covers the Colts with Fox 59, CBS 4 Sports in Indianapolis. Well, they made the trade. The offense has been moving. You got Jonathan Taylor, who's one of the best backs in the entire NFL, if not the best back at this so far.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Part of the season. We know they made the trade for Sauce Gardner because the passing defense hasn't been up to snuff. Is there any other, or are there any other holes or concerns you have about this squad moving forward? What keeps them away from being, oh my God, they can really push forward towards the Super Bowl?
Yeah, barring another injury someplace, we got a little bit of a semi-shock today where DeForest Buckner, their defensive tackle, who's one of the top, I don't know, five interior tackles in the league, is out with a neck injury, which is sort of a surprise here. Something like that could hold them back. You know, it's kind of like that whack-a-mole where you solve one issue and then another one pops up. Hopefully this is not a long-term thing with him. And also they've got, like right now, their other starting corner is Mooney Ward, who they paid the big money for, and he's in concussion protocol. But they on IR with the concussion, I think the expectation is he'll be back after the bye. In my mind, the only thing that really holds him back is an injury like a Buckner to where they don't have that type of player to replace him. He's just that good. But barring that, I just think, again, this is a good team. When everything works right with the offense and the defense has been okay. I still don't like their linebackers. They need better linebackers, but that's something that they'll deal with in March and April. But, again, barring injuries that would really mess things up, I think this is a playoff team. And the only thing that messes it up is themselves by not playing well, primarily offensively, because this offense has been pretty good, 32 points a game. And when they do their job, they're pretty good. And they're not good enough to do what they did in Pittsburgh, for crying out loud. Six turnovers is ridiculous. You have six turnovers, you're not going to win. I think most of it's on them. If they play well, I like their chances.
Well, we know there's a good portion of the country, even though it's going to be early, they're going to have the spotlight on them as they get ready to take on the Falcons in Germany. What do you expect America to see or learn in that game as the Colts have the spotlight on them?
Yeah, offensively, will they bounce back? I think they will. But until you do, you know, there's questions. And again, it all comes back to Daniel Jones. I'm sure the Giants fan base said, yeah, see, there you go. That's the guy we know. Well, and the only way for Jones on the offense to say, no, that's not us, is to go out and play well. And you know, I think probably overseas is a hard place to do it because your schedule's messed up and, you know, the games are sometimes ugly. And it's hard to know what you're getting with the Falcons. They're good enough to beat Buffalo and they're bad enough to lose to Miami. So it's just hard to know what you're going to get. They got great talent, great marquee talent. But I want to see how this offense comes back and plays. I think the defense will be okay. But I want to see how this offense plays because that's what's going to carry this team to wherever they go.
Well, Mike, you had mentioned Andrew Luck's name. We know that the organization has pretty much been in flux since his sudden retirement back in 2019. And here we are all these years later. The team, the organization could be in flux, the passing of Jim Irsay, and here we are now. What are your thoughts as it relates to the organization, the Colts, just being stable at this point in time and maybe being stable into the future?
I think they're very stable. The one thing that maybe nationally people don't understand is that Jim Irsay had been lesser in the picture the last, I don't know, year and a half because of his health. And Carly Irsay, his daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, she's really, really been having a heavier role.
Oh, yeah.
She's the one of the three daughters. She's the one that's really involved with running the team. And I don't know how far you want to go back, the last five, six, 7 years. She's heavily involved. She's learned. She's been in meetings. People see her on the sidelines.
Headset.
You know, it's funny. People see her on the sidelines with a headset and make a big deal. We've seen that. We've seen that forever. So it's in great hands, stable hands, knowledgeable hands, and she was fully endorsing this move. I think her father would have done the same thing. So no, it's in good hands because of her and her sisters, and Carly and Chris Ballard are a good tandem right now. But you have to win. This is a bottom line business, and again, they've not won the AFC South since 2016, and not made the playoffs since Philip Rivers was there in 2020. So they need to win. I like the combination. I like the vibes. They can change so quickly, as we know, with injuries or a bad loss or whatever. But I don't think whatever happens will be because of bad leadership. I think they're in very sound hands. And again, nationally, people may not know that with Carly, but she's learned from her father, learned what to do and maybe what to avoid, like Jim Irsay did with his father.
Yeah.
So the Colts were in very good hands as far as management going forward.
Well, that's good. It's good to see them have a quarterback right now. It's good to see Daniel Jones playing well. It's good to see the optimism back in Indianapolis. Hey, Mike, thank you for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you or your work on TV, online, on air. Fill us in.
Well, I'm in Chapel 51 on Twitter, and then I post on Fox 59 and CBS 4 in Indy. So tune in. We get all your readership and followers.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Mike, you're going to have a couple of beers on – well, you got to cover the game. But you're going to have a couple of beers, some bratwurst. What you doing with the game in Germany?
I did not make the trip. The things going on here, I did not make the trip. I've made a few trips overseas, London and Tokyo. This one I did not make. So now I've got to set my alarm for 8 o'clock to get up for that early game on Sunday, but we'll get by. It's always great, these overseas games, but, boy, they start early in the morning.
Yeah, well, you still have even more reason to have a beer, Mike. Even more reason.
In my own living room, I'll do that.
Yeah, have a call. Hey, Mike, we appreciate the time, okay? We'll catch you soon.
Stay in touch. Be well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.